Yeah, and I mean, you've driven around enough now that you know what repeater is best in different locations. So now it's probably muscle memory. You just, I'm in here, I'll use Grand Blanc. I'm over here, I'll use Burnside. And you don't need the roaming stuff. The roaming stuff is cool, but it gets kind of, sometimes it, like, if you're in between, it, like, bounces between the two of them. It doesn't know which one to use. So it's only that, like, middle area when you're in between. So I've got roaming set up in my mine, and but I do auto, sorry, manual roaming, where I will say roam once or click the button that says roam once, and it will just, at that moment, will pick what the best one is. And then I used that when I went to, I was over on the west side in Grand Rapids, so it was bouncing between Grand Rapids and when I was up near Muskegon, it was going between Grand Haven and Muskegon. And I remember talking back to Wally, so it works really good. So, yeah, you just have to have the frequencies all programmed in your radio, whether you have roaming or not, and just know where it's at.